Shmuel Bet Perek Kaf Bet is a song, Shirat David. There are two distinct ways that songs are written in Tanakh, Ariach al Gabe Ariach and Ariach al Gabe Levena. Ariach al Gabe Ariach is a tile on top of a tile. It's usually a list of names, one on top of another. We're familiar with this layout from the 10 sons of Haman in Megillat Esther. We also saw that structure in Yehoshua Perek Yudbet with the list of the 31 defeated kings of Canaan. This arrangement of names piled one on top of another possibly symbolizes the instability of those defeated, never to rise again. On the other hand, Ariach al Gabe Levena, a tile on top of a brick, is a stronger, more wall-like structure of alternating bricks. It's more stable and enduring. We have this structure in Shemot Perek Tetvav, Shirat Hayam, in Shofetim Perek Hei, Shirat Devorah, and here in our Perek of Shirat David. These songs, in response to the defeat of the enemy, with the help of God, extend beyond the actual event, expressing the strength of God as the strength behind Am Yisrael as a nation. Shirat David is written twice in Tanakh, once in our Perek and once in Mizmor Yirchet of Sefer Tehillim. There are some minor differences in wording, spelling, and form. It is the only Mizmor of Tehillim which is included in Sefer Shemuel, although there were numerous Mizmorim which were written during this time period, and I mentioned some of them as we went through the Sefer. Shirat David is the third song of Sefer Shemuel. The first one, Tefillat Chana, began with Chana's personal praise of God in response to her experiencing God in her life. Chana began in praise of God over the birth of her son Shemuel, and ended with a national prayer for the future king of Am Yisrael. Shemuel, her son, anointed both kings, Shaul and David. The second song in Sefer Shemuel, Kinat David, is David's lamentation over the death of Shaul and Yehonatan, signifying the fall of Shaul and the first attempt at kingship in Yisrael. Now, this final song of Sefer Shemuel, Shirat David, is David's personal song in praise of God and his response to experiencing God in his life. David describes his experiences and recognizes how his success in defeating the enemy came through being empowered by God. There are many linguistic similarities between Tefillat Chana and Shirat David, and I'll mention some of them as we go along. Shirat David is written in prose, and each phrase contains one or more parallel segments. The contents of the song can be organized within a chiastic structure, and that's how we're going to study the Perek, and it emphasizes the organization and the order in a life full of disorder. David walks us through his process of growth and understanding of God. We will study the Perek as 11 sections, with the sixth section as the turning point. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then in reverse, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The first section is one pasuk long. Pasuk Aleph is the introduction and the time frame. Vaydaber David l'Adonai et divrei hashira hazot beyom hitzil Adonai oto mikaf kol oyevav umikaf Shaul. And David spoke to God the words of this song on the day God delivered him out of the hands of all his enemies and out of the hand of Shaul. This song was written after God delivered David from his enemies. It is written from a point of clarity over past events. From this pasuk, we can infer that this song of thanks was written before Mered Avshalom. There's no mention of Shalom, and we find the main threats for David were Shaul and the enemies. The next section is Pesukim Bet through Gimel, section number 2, and it speaks of David talking of God as my rock, my support. Vayomar Adonai Sal'i Umsudati Umfaltili. And he said, God is my rock. This song's first word is God. David speaks of God, first word on his lips. And he relates to God as my rock, his own personal strength, and my fortress and my refuge. Elohe Suri Echesebo, God, my rock, I put my faith in him. Magini ukekerenishi miskabi umnusi, my shield and my horn of salvation. He mentions the horn used to anoint kings of Beit David. He raises me and brings me out of danger. Moshi'i mechamas toshi'eni. My Savior, you saved me from violence. And this next section, the third section, Pesukim Dalet through Zayin, we have David crying out to God in hard times. Mehulal ekra Adonai, umeoyevai ivashea. In praise I cry, God, and from my enemies I am saved. Ki afafuni misbirei mavet, when the waves of death surround me, nachale bilial yivatuni, worthless floodward waters frighten me. Chevle she'ol sabuni, the ropes of she'ol, the world of the death, encircle me. Ki demuni moket she'mavet, before me are the bonds of death. Batzar li ekra Adonai, when I am restricted, I call out to God. Ve'el Elohai ekra, to my God I call out. Vayishma mehechalo koli, and he hears from my temple my voice. Veshavati be'oznav, and my cry is in his ears. David cries out to God in his distress, and he was heard by God. In the next section, the fourth section, Pesukim Chet through Tetzayin, we see in response to David's call, God responded. And we have God's revelation in battle through nature. Vayitgaash vatirash haaretz. The earth shook and quaked. We're seeing earthquakes. Mosedot hashamayim irgazu. The foundations of the heaven trembled. Vayitgaashu ki charalo. They were shaken because he was angry. Ala ashan be'apo. Smoke rose in his nostrils. We have a depiction of volcanoes erupting. Ve'esh mipiv tochel. And fire from his mouth devoured. Gechalim ba'aru mimenu. Coals burned from his essence. We're seeing lava. Here we're seeing this whole description of God fighting in nature through earthquakes with erupting volcanoes and lava. And now we're going to continue with the description of God riding through the sky through storms of thunder and lightning. Vayet shamayim vayered. He bent the heavens and he came down. So now we have God's appearance. Ve'arafel tachat raglav. And thick fog was under his feet. Vayirkav al kiruv vayaof. And he rode on a cherub and he flew. Vayira al kanfe ruach. And he was seen on the wings of wind. Vayashet choshech sivivotav sukot. And he set darkness around him, sukot as tents. Chashrat mayim aves shechakim. Rain clouds, clouds of the sky. Minoga negdo ba'aru gachale'esh. From the light before him burned coals of fire. Yar'em min shamayim Adonai. God thundered from heaven. Ve'elyon yiten kolo. And the Most High, the Elyon, meaning God, gave his voice. God is sending his message from his place in heaven. Vayishlach chitzim vayfitzem. He sent arrows and scattered them. Barak vayahom. Lightning and shocked them. And then as a result of God's actions, vayera'u afike yam yigalu mosedot tevel. The seabed was seen. The foundations of the world were revealed. This is from the lightning and the thunder and the earthquakes. Mega'arat Adonai minishmat ruach apo, in God's roar from the breath of his nostrils. After seeing God's powerful revelation through nature, we have the next section, Pesukim Yud Zayin through Kaf Hei, David's personal salvation from God. Yishlach mimarom yikacheni. He sent his hand from above. He took me. Yamsheni mimayim rabim. He drew me from great waters. In Pasuk Hey, we had the waters causing him to panic. Here God is saving him from those waters. Yatzileni me'oyevi az. He delivered me from my strong enemy. God delivered David from the enemies of Pasuk Dalid. Misone'ai ki ametsu mimeni. From those that hate me because they were too strong for me. Here David admits that they were too powerful for him. Yekademuni beyom edi. They attacked me on the day of my troubles. Vayhi Adonai mish'an li. And God was a support for me. Vayotze lemerchav oti. And he took me out into a wide area from the restricted place in Pasuk Zayin. Yechaletzeni ki chafetz bi. He delivered me because he desired me. Now David is going to explain why he merited to receive such divine help. Yigmeleni Adonai kesitkati. God rewarded me according to my righteousness. Kevor yadai yashiv li. According to the cleanliness of my hands, he repaid me. Ki shamarti darche Adonai. Because I have kept the ways of God. Velo rashati me'elohai. And I have not become an evildoing, a rasha, from before my God. Ki chol mishpatav lenegdi. For all his laws were before me. V'chukotav lo asur mimena. And his statutes, I did not depart from them. David states that he merited his success because of his righteousness and his actions. He kept all the mishpatim, all the laws of our world, which are comprehensible to man. And he did not depart from the chukim, the laws of God, which are the fundamental reality of the world, which are not yet clear to man. David followed it all, and he connected to God in every way possible. We know that it's a mitzvah for a king to write himself a Sefer Torah and keep it with him at all times. Here David is stating he kept God's laws before him constantly. Veheye tamim lo, ve'eshtamera me'avoni. And I was upright and pure towards him, and I guarded myself from sin. Vayashev Adonai li kesitkati. Therefore God repaid me according to my righteousness. Kevori leneged enav, according to my cleanliness, which we saw in Pasuk Kaf Aleph, before his eyes. Now the next section, Pesukim Kaf Vav through Kaf Chet, we have the middle section of the song, which David recognizes the providence of God. Im chasid tit chasad, with the righteous you do righteousness. This is parallel to our first song in Sefer Shmuel, Tefilat Chana, Ragle Chasidav Yishmor. God watches over the feet of the righteous. Im Gibor Tamim Titamam. With the completely honest man, you show honesty. Im Navar Titbarar Titabar. With the pure, you show yourself pure. Ve'im Ikesh Titapal, and with the crooked, you show yourself cunning. Here we had three positive individual traits, righteousness, honesty, and purity, and then one negative, crookedness. With each one, God acts accordingly. As an individual, and as we'll see in the next pasuk, as a nation too, God acts according to the ways of man. Ve'et am ani toshia. And the afflicted nation you save. Ve'enecha al ramim tashpil. And your eyes are on the haughty, you humble them. This also has a parable in Tefilat Chana. Mashpil af meromem. God lowers down and he raises up. This recognition of how God repays the individual and the nation, according to their behavior, is the catalyst for David's actions in the second half of the song. Now we're going to begin with the same ideas that we had in the first half of the Mizmor, yet now we're going to have David serving a greater purpose, more active as a leader of the nation. The next section is Pasuk Kaftet, one Pasuk long, and David speaks of God as his light. It is parallel to section 5, which spoke of David's personal salvation from God. Okay, this Pasuk begins with David speaking directly to God. Ki atan neri Adonai, for you are my light, God. And now the Pasuk switches and it has David describing God's actions. Ve Adonai yagia hoshki, and God lights my darkness. God lighting the darkness gives David clarity. The understanding of God's ways, which we saw in section 6, enable him to see clearly and act accordingly, to save himself, which he's going to do in the next section. The next section, section 4, we're going to see, like 4b, in section 4 we had God as the powerful fighter in nature, fighting for David, who turned to him for help. In this parallel section, Pesukim Lamed through Mem Aleph, David moves from being on the receiving end of God's compassion to an active fighter empowered by God. In this section, David fluctuates between speaking directly to God and describing to others God's ways. Ki becha arutz gedud, because with you I will run through a battalion or a barrier. He's speaking to God. Be'elohai adaleg shur, by my God I will leap over a wall. Now he's turning to others. Ha'el tamim darko, God, his way is perfect. Imrat Adonai Sirufa, the word of God is genuine or pure. Magenhu lechol hachosim bo, he is a shield to all those that take refuge in him. The magen, which was specific to David in Pasuk Bet, magini, is here a shield to all who trust in him. Ki mi el mibel ade Adonai, for who is God besides God? Umi sur mibal ade Elohenu, and who is a rock besides our God? God, as David's rock in Pasuk Bet, is now the nation's rock. As Chana said, En sur ke Elohenu, there is no rock like our God. Now David goes on to describe how God empowered him. Ha'el ma'uzi chayil, God who is my strength, my fortress. Vayetir tamim darki, he smooths my path. Meshaver raglai ke'ayalot, he makes my legs like a deer. Ve'al bamotai ya'ami deni, and sets me on the high places. Melamed yadai lemilchama, he trains my hands for war. Ve'nichet keshet nechusha zero'atai, so my arms can bend an iron bow. David's strength with the bow contrasts the enemy's bow that was broken in Tefilat Chana, Keshet Giborim Chatim. Vayiten li magen yishecha, you give me the shield of your salvation. Ve'anotecha tarbeni, and your encouragement made me great. Tarchiv se'adai tachteni, ve'lo ma'adu karsulai, you have widened my steps under me, and my feet did not slip. After describing how God empowered David, he becomes the active fighter. Erdefa oyevai va'ashmidem, I pursue my enemies and destroy them. Ve'lo ashuv ad kalotam, and I don't turn back until they are destroyed. Ve'achalem ve'em chatzem ve'lo yekumun, I have consumed them and crushed them to the point that they cannot get up. Vayipelu tachat raglai, and they fell under my feet. In Tefilat Chana, God watches over the feet of the righteousness. Ragle chasidav yishmor. Now David once again recognizes his power comes from God. Vatezreni chayil milchama. You gird me with strength to battle. Tachria kamai tachteni. Those that rose up against me collapsed under me. Ve'oyevai tatali oref. And my enemies gave me their backs. Tata, an abbreviation of the word natan. They gave me their backs. The enemies turned and ran away from me. Mesanai ve'atzmitem. From those that hate me, I destroy them. The enemies that God destroyed in Pasuk Yudchet are now destroyed here by David with God's help. The next section, Pesukim Mem Bet through Mem Vav, contrasts the crying out of David to God in hard times in section 3 with the enemy in our section 3b, who is looking to God's salvation. Yishu ve'en Moshia. They looked for salvation, the enemy, when they were in trouble, but there was no savior. El Adonai ve'lo anam. To God, but he didn't answer them. God did not help the enemy as he helped David. We remember how God did not answer Shaul when he turned to God. In the end, Shaul ended up turning to the Eshet Balat Ov. David stayed loyal to God throughout. Now we have David as the active party defeating the enemy with the help of God. Ve'eshchakem ka'afar aretz. I beat them like the dust of the earth. Ketit chutzot adikem. Like the mud of the streets, I pounded them, I treaded on them. Vatifaliteni merive ami. You helped me escape from my nation's enemies. Tishmereni lerosh goyim. You guarded me to be the head of the nations. Am lo yadati yaavduni. A nation I didn't know serves me. We could picture here David and Gat. Bene nechad. Yitkachashuli. The sons of strangers lie to me. Lishma ozen yisham me'uli. To pay attention, they obey me. Meaning, at first they were insincere, but once they pay attention, they do listen to me. Benenechad yibolu vayachgeru mimiskerotam. The sons of the stranger, from the last pasuk, fade away. They are no longer have any significance and come trembling out of their strongholds. Now we have the enemy that we saw in Pasuk Dalet, who was too strong for David in Pasuk Yudchet, becomes insignificant in the end, and David is able to destroy them. Now we have section 2b, which is parallel to section 2, both of which speak of God as David's rock, his support. This is in Pesukim Mem Zayin through Mem Tet. Chai Adonai uvaruch suri. God lives and is the source of blessing, my rock. Vayarum Elohei sur yishi. And exalted is the God, my rock of salvation. Ha'el hanoten nekamot li. The God that brings about revenge for me. Umorid amim tachteni, and brings down nations under me. Umotzii me'oyevai, and brings me out from my enemies. He saves me from them. Umikamai tiromemeni, from those that raise against me, he raises me. Me'ish hamasim tatzileni, he saves me from the man of violence. He mentioned 5 things that God saved him for. And now, in this closing section, Pesukim Nun through Nun Aleph, we have parallel to the introduction of David's song in praise of God. Al ken odecha Adonai bagoyim. Therefore, I will thank you, God, among the nations. Ul shimcha azamer. And to your name I will sing. Migdol Yeshuot Malko. Great are the salvations of his king. Ve'ose chesed limshicho, who shows mercy to his anointed. Le'David ulezar'o, to David and his seed. Ad olam, forever. we have this eternal salvation of Beit David Ad Olam. David ends with the promise of God that he gave him of an eternal dynasty. This song, written by David HaMelech, is full of powerful praise of God in recognition that all his strength and success came from God. The theme and structure of Shirat David is similar to that of Tefillat Chana, in that both of them contain the suffering of an individual who finds support in God during their hard times. Both Chana and David experience their own personal salvation of God, and through it recognize their place as part of God's world and their greater purpose in the world to serve on a national level. We have the actualization of Chana's prayer, Vayiten Oz Lemalko Vayarem Keren Meshicho, with the establishment of the eternal kingship of Beit David, Migdol Yeshuot Malko Ve'oseh Chesed Limshicho LeDavid UleZaro Ad Olam. The eternal dynasty of a king who recognizes that all his strength and success comes from God as he works to spread God's name throughout the world.